Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvas Daf Lamed Tes. Ksuvas Lamed Tes. We left off at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We left off with Amar Abaye, 5 lines up at the bottom of the page. Last words on the line, 6 line up. Amar Abaye. Ba'ala Umesa Pater, Shenema Vinasan of Yanaira. So we had this Gemara, this exact discussion, this Drusha, I should say, from Abaya. We had it roughly about a week ago. And if I recall, I think it was the drasha. Let's go quickly. The drasha was that the pasuk says v'nasan lavi anayra. So we darshan if the naira is not around at the time that they go to din to mechayev the knas, the perpetrator is putter from paying the knas. We had this daf chavtes. So I remember over there was a tzad. Liza wanted to suggest maybe say if the father is also not around v'nasan lavi anayra. If she's not around, if the father's not around, we say the same thing. The ma'aseh is clear. It's clear in the Gemara since then that when the father's not around, the kenas just goes to the daughter. Similarly, if the daughter becomes a begeris, which can be relevant in today's daf, when she gets a little older, she becomes a begeris. The kenas then payment will then go to her, even if it wasn't paid yet, it'll go to the begeris, not to her father. But there's a special gzeiras hakasuva called that if she dies before the psak din, says Abaye, there's not going to be a kenas payment at all. Shenemar again, v'nas lavi anayra, v'lei lavi mesa. The pasuk be darshan that the money should be given to lavi anayra, not lavi mesa. Says the Gemara now, milsa depshit le Abaye, b'bayle le Rava. Something that was obvious to Abaye is going to be a shaila to Rava. Now we're going to speak out the shaila that Rava had. Rava had a shaila, and the Gemara is going to debate what exactly Rava shaila was, but it's clear, certainly in some of the malachim of the shaila, if not all, it's clear in some of the Machum of the Shaila, Rashi elaborates at the end, it's clear that Rava obviously didn't agree to Abaye's drasha. Abaye is saying that that it's pashut, that once she's dead, there's no, before Psak, there's no knas, bechlal, there's no payment at all. Rava is going to debate who gets, in such a scenario, who gets the knas. Does it go to her? If she dies, does it go to her Yerushim, other than the father? Does it go to the father? But according to Abaye, there won't be knas there. Clear from Rava Shaila that he disagrees with Abaye's din. Let's see. What is Rava Shaila? Says the Gemara, Dibayi Rava. Yesh bega bekever, ayin bega bekever. Is there a status of bagris in the kever or not? What will be the nafkamina? Yesh bega bekever utbenahavi. Do we say this bagris, she changes from status of nairus to bagris in the kever? Let's assume for now, the Mars explain the shal in a second, but let's assume for now she died, she was a naira and she died, and then enough time passed for her to become a begeris. Obviously, she's dead, but enough time passed to become a begeris. Do we say that she becomes a begeris in the kever, which would now render the knas would go to her? Because like we pointed out just a few moments ago, it's Gemara really enough by Malaf, that when she becomes a Begeris, the Knas no longer gets paid to the Naira's father, gets paid to herself. So now that it would go to her, it would now go to her son, if she has a son, Udunahave, and the Knas would go to her son. Aydama, ain't beggar bekever, Udvaviave. We say, no, in the Kever, when she's dead, there's no aging, she's not going to get a beggar, a status of Bagris bekever, and the Knas will still go to the father. Says the Gemara top of Lamites Amar Aleph. Umima Abra, could she be pregnant and have a child? We're talking about a naira, and she died as a naira, and we want to know if she gets the status of begeris after she dies. But the nafkuni said was whether the yerusha, whether the knas will go to her, and meaning her son, or to her father. How does she have a son? Ask the Gemara, famous idea. We've had this many times already. We ma abra v'tani rabivi kamei of Nachman rabivi sort in front of Nachman. Shalosh nashim shabbos is meich. Women allowed to use a meich. They're allowed to use a sponge to make sure they don't get. It's a contraception to make sure they don't get pregnant. The sponge absorbs the zera and they don't get pregnant. Normally you can't. These three women are allowed to. Which three? Elohim. Ketana, muberes, menika. Ketana, a muberes, someone who's pregnant, a menika, and someone who's nursing. And the Bryce explains further. Katana Shem Tav for Thomas. A Katana is allowed to do it because we're scared. She's too young. Maybe she'll get pregnant and she will die because she won't be able to survive the pregnancy. Muberes Shem Tav Uber Sandal Muberes because perhaps the existing Uber will get crushed by this new Uber. It'll create an issue. Of course, the Gemara need to be discussed that once a woman's very pregnant, she typically won't become pregnant again. Gemara discusses exactly what the issue over there is, but there's a concern that maybe the existing Uber will be crushed. We come like a sandal. Manika Shematik Masmina. And Manika, because she's nursing and she becomes pregnant again, she may lose her lactation, she may lose her milk. So we want to prevent her from getting pregnant while she's still nursing. So those three women are allowed to use the mech. And the way I'm teaching it, before we go further even, for the Gemara's question, that allowed to use the mech is the way Rashi teaches it. If you look in the second Rashi, top from the page, second top line, mutter lehem l'shtamish b'meich ve'ina k'mashchis zera. It's mutter for them to be m'shamish b'meich, and it's not k'mashchis zera. It's mutter to be using b'meich, it's not k'mashchis zera. Normally, destroying zera is a grievous, sir. It's a very big avera. Certainly for the man, certainly for the man. For the woman we discussed, we just brought up a couple of days ago, is it a Isha Masapechas we discussed? Is that a massive Isser or not? We said maybe it is an Isser, she's doing it anyway. Or we said no, that maybe for her it's not an Isser, especially when she was violated, in that case, against her will. We said that we said a Chiddush from the Zera Kodesh, that's not an Isser when it's against her will. But over here, we're saying that regardless, even if you say normally it's an Isser, because of the requirements, because of the danger involved, Rashi's saying it's mutter. Tosis does not like Rashi's prat that it's mutter. Tosis is bothered that it sounds like stamazai and isha. Look at the top line of Tosis. Pishu goes from teres to shamish potato mutter meich. Afagav the shar nashim asuris mishmul chazera. Sounds like Rashi's saying that normally be usher for nisha to be mashal the zera, and over here we're being mutter because of the danger. As Tosis, that is not true. Why? And this is a kasha that we've brought this kasha up in the past, and I don't remember ever having a good answer, but here Tosis addressed it. Says Tosis, they never learned any time. Toktana va'ailness, mutl shamish ba'dayu, v'lev eshkos zera. Anytime a Viktana, who's too young, we'll see Limur coming up, that a certain age, Ktana, there's no maich, because you won't even get pregnant. She's too young. And we know an ailness who cannot get pregnant, will also not get pregnant. And you could add into this grouping, we kind of spoke out a minute ago, a woman who is pregnant, right, even though we just said Nagamar, she can use a meich because we're scared to make her a sandal. Now that we know that unless there's some weird instances, women do not get pregnant again when they're pregnant, that's another case. Any case, we're giving a list of cases that a man is having relations with his wife, and we know for sure it will not lead to a pregnancy. A young katana, an eyeless, an older woman who's past the stage of giving birth, a woman who's already pregnant. Yet it's mutter. Why don't we say over there it's a problem with chazera? It's mutter. The answer is that as long as it's derech tashmish, it's not a problem. As long as derech tashmish, it's not a problem. So if that's the case, why is Rashi saying over here that it's mutter to use a meich? As long as the man is doing it derech tashmish and the woman inside her body inserts something to make sure she doesn't get pregnant, it should not be a problem whether or not there was a danger here. So Tosfos is bothered by Rashi's pshat. Huge chedushim over here, huge nafkaminas in the halachas of how to go about the contraception. Rashi seems to be saying it's otherwise, if not for the fact that there's danger, it would be usur even for the woman to use a meich. It would be usur. And Tosfos seems to be saying no, it's not a problem as long as they're doing an act derech tashmish. The fact that she prevents it from becoming pregnant is not an issue. And if Tosfos says, you know what the halach over here is, Tosfos learns Rabbi Natama's halach over here is that she's mechuyev to use a meich. These three nashim, because of the danger, they're obligated to use a meich. Not that they're allowed to. Of course they're allowed to. Anyone can. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. But they're mechuyev to use a meich. Big chiddush coming from Tosfos. However, Tosfos then brings that the Re defends on behalf of Rashi and says no. That there's a big chilek because the case of Katana and Ailness and the older Isha and the pregnant Isha, let's say, that we're throwing in, all those cases that we know that will not lead to a pregnancy and Tashmish is mutter, at the end of the day, that's a regular Tashmish. The fact that the camp does not become pregnant, okay, you're doing the mitzvah of Aina. The fact that you can't become pregnant is not your obligation, not your chayas. Whereas when there's a meich inside, that's already, even though it's an act of Tashmish, it's already more daima to being mashlis the zera al eitzav avana, because it's going specifically out this apparatus. It's going out this apparatus, which is blocking the zera from going to potential place where it can become, where it can lead to pregnancy. Again, that's fundamentally different. That would lose the shame of a regular tashmish, and therefore that would be a problem. So what's mechalak according to Rashi, that normally shamesh tashmish is indeed an issue, it's not an issue, and it's not comparable to the case of Ketana, young girl, or islandess, or older woman, or pregnant woman, because over there, it's a regular bia, the same bia that leads to pregnancy, just these bias, punk won't lead to pregnancy. But nothing that you're doing is making it lead to pregnancy, because over here, you're creating this separation that's going to gather the zera, and that itself is a problem. So that's how the Re defends Farashi from Tosfos Kasha. But the bottom line is, what we spoke of before is still true, that according to Tosfos, it seems like using a meich, even not one of these ishim sukenas, would not be the end of the world, whereas according to Rashi, it seems like it would be a problem. Okay, but still in the middle of the question. So Marsha began a point that you're telling me that there was a shiloh with this girl that became a begaris, the girl that was violated, the naira. She became a begaris in her kever. Does the knas go to her son or to her father? And the Marsha wants to understand, how does she have a child b'chlal? We know three women led izamaych. Now, one of the women was a ketana. Now, on that case, says the Braisa further. Maniku, we spoke Hashem and think about maybe she'll lose the milk to lactate a child. Ve'ez ketana, says the Braisa. What is the case of ketana? Mibas achas eshoshana v'yamechad. Ashtim eshoshana v'yamechad. The ketana we're talking about is only from 11 till 12. That's the ketana we're talking about. Why? Pachas mikan v'yes alkein v'shemeshes k'dak v'lechas. Older or younger, she can have regular tashmish. Why? Younger, she'll never get pregnant. So you don't need to have a meich there. Younger than 11. Older than 12, she can get pregnant and come to full term and have a baby. We're not concerned that she's going to she's going to die. So what's the age that's an issue? Between 11 and 12, she can get pregnant, but will not be able to survive the pregnancy. That's our concern. That's her mayor. The Chum argue on this whole concept, on all these cases. What do they say? All these nashim should not use a meich. They should mishmesh kedarik v'elachas. Again, according to Rashi, it means they don't even have a het to use a meich. According to Tosfos, the chayru would mean that they're not mechuyev to use a meich, but they maybe perhaps they still can, but they are not mechuyev to. Why? Because meshmaim the rachmanas on these nashim, or on the children, on the ubers, on the baby that's nursing. Why meshem shemer pesem Hashem? Because the idea of shemer pesem Hashem, we've pointed out in the past, you can't just do anything dangerous. That's extremely dangerous. Say shemer pesem Hashem. We're talking about something where the chances of danger are not so grave. It's not so high, the chance of danger, but it's a distinct possibility, as long as it's within nature, that it's not something that you really have to be ultra concerned about. And it's something that naturally could just be fine and not happen. You can be relying on Shem Rapasem Hashem, and that's still okay. They use this idea of Shem Rapasem Hashem for, let's say, people who are back in the day, Ramesh used it for smoking. Ramesh back in the day, they say maybe at later dates where it was so obvious how dangerous smoking is, maybe Ramesh wouldn't have used it. But Ramesh used it back in the day where they knew smoking was probably not healthy. They knew it wasn't healthy. Originally, way back when, they actually thought smoking was healthy. It was good for the body, breathing in, deep breathing. But that was the original many years ago. That goes back, 80 years probably. But around 30, 40 years ago, they still was starting to learn that it was dangerous. They already put warnings on the boxes, but they didn't realize exactly how dangerous it was. So back then, the Paiskim, including Rav Meshach Tzatzal, used a gedder of Shemer Pesem Hashem to say that since it's something which is dangerous, but it's not necessarily the most dangerous thing in the world. So for that, we say Shemer Pesem Hashem, and they compared it, could be Rav Meshach himself in the Tshuva, compares it to eating foods that aren't always so healthy. The Chari could say, maybe it should be Aser for us to eat any foods that aren't perfectly healthy. We should only eat healthiest foods. The answer is we have to eat. You have to eat something. And once you have to eat, eating something that's not the healthiest food doesn't necessarily always kill everyone. It's definitely not the smartest idea. It's definitely not a good practice, but it doesn't necessarily directly always have the most negative effect. Some people affects worse, some people affects less. It takes many years. It's not something which is just a direct, clear detriment. And therefore we apply the concept of the Shemir Pesem Hashem. I'm not advocating eating unhealthy, I'm just pointing out the idea why it's not usser. It wouldn't be called usser to have that piece of herring or whatever it may be at the kiddush. It's not us necessarily to maybe get an excess where it's clearly going to cause damage. Maybe that would be already getting into the gedder of iser. But normal with the norm would not be us. I'll share with Hashem. But here too, that's the chamishita. But the price of bravada, if it was something which was an obvious danger, if she's for sure going to get pregnant and possibly die, if she's for sure going to stop being able to nurse the baby, and there's no other formula, whatever, to feed the baby, of course you wouldn't say Shemir Pesem Hashem according to the chachamim. But the bottom line is the Maor's kasha is that we're saying that everyone agrees, everyone's agreeing that she won't be able to have a pregnancy at 11 and survive. Maybe she'll get pregnant, and if she gets pregnant, she'll die. She won't be able to have the child. Maybe she'll get pregnant, but if she does, she'll die. She won't be able to have the child by 12. So what's the case? V'chite, maybe you're going to say, to Abra Kishinaira, V'alidu Kishinaira. Maybe you'll say she got pregnant when she was in Naira, and she gave birth when she was in Naira. It all took place in Naira when she was 12 already. It all took place. The math doesn't work. Could a girl give birth in 6 months? From Shmuel, the difference in Naris and Magris is a period of 6 months. So 6 months is not enough time to have a baby. Maybe you'll tell me, no, Naris and Magris is, you don't have less than 6 months, meaning for the stage from when Naris starts to Magris, it's a minimum of 6 months, but it could be longer. Maybe it could take longer to get to the stage of Magris, and therefore we could talk about a case where there's a Naira that gave birth as a Naira. Not true. But maybe you'll say it can be more than 6 months. But elik kamar, the lashon of Shmuel was ain bein naris lebagris ella shishchadashim, only 6 months. Sounds like it's full stop. That's the maximum amount of time. It's maximum. The amount of time is exactly 6 months, not more or less. So how do you have a case where she was pregnant as a naira? Ella says Gemara, hakam bei le. This is what Rav was asking. Yesh pega bekever paka av. Is there a status of bagris in the kever and the father's right to get the knas is now gone? Or no, ain't begging the kever v'lipagav, where there's no status of begging the kever, and the father's right is not gone. So according to this, the chayra, collection will not happen. It just won't happen. The father lost his right. The girl is dead. She obviously doesn't have a child, as we just explained. So therefore, there would not be a kras. Or no, or ain't begging, or we say ain't begging the kever, and the father's right wasn't lost. That's one way of explaining the shayla. But again, that means Abaye's din is exactly Rav Shayla. Abaye is saying as a fact, when she dies, there will be no knas. And here we're saying there's a shayla if there's a knas. Marba Rashi Boile Hachi, similar but a little bit different. Again, according to Moso, Rava's din Rava Shail will be not a shail according to Baye. What is it? Misa is a bagris, ain't is bagris. Misa itself, does the misa cause bagris or not? That was the shaila. Does the misa itself cause bagris or not? Does the misa itself cause bagris or not? According to Marba Rashi, then it really comes out that Rava's not, he's not busy with her becoming a bagris in the kever. He's just busy whether or not she becomes a bagris. But again, even according to Marba Rashi, the shaila's misa makes her a bagaris, and then you won't get it or not. According to Abai, it was pashit. Is that wasn't a shaila? It was pashit. Misa alone makes her no longer entitled to knas. Not her, not the father. The knas is gone if she dies before the gemar din, before the pesach of the knas, the obligation of knas. So Abai shaila, Abai's pesach is a shaila according to Rava. Teku lemaisa, Rava shaila was left unresolved. 2 points on this last gemara. 2 points. First of all, point number one, actually go back one Gemara prior. In that din of Meshameshes B'Leich, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a big issue. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very bothered. If you go in like Rashi's Pshat, let's say, let's go simple. That's Asr to Meshamesh with a Meich normally, and these three Nashim, they can Meshamesh B'Leich because of the danger, whether it's the Ketana, she may die if she gets pregnant, whether it's the pregnant woman, Tas or Basandal, or whether it's the nursing woman, that she may lose her ability to lactate. But asked Rav Moshe, if being Meshamesh B'Leich is normally an Isser, so why are we waiving the Isser because of these dangers, just don't have tashmish. Don't have mechatesa. We're allowed to raise, if it's taka, we know it's a terrible avera of ashkasera. And you tell me that normally came mishmeshes b'meich, seemingly that at least according to Rashi, it's not mutter, mishmeshes b'meich is itself an issue. If you hold mishmeshes b'meich is itself an issue, so then the way Rashi is learning the simple taich, so then why do we taka allow it for these three women? Don't be mishmeshes b'meich. Aye, what are you going to do? Don't have relations. Don't have relations. I mean, ultimately, Chum say, "I'll shemer p'sei Hashem." It's fine anyway. So do relations with Anamaych, but let's leave it out. As I fact, Rav Meisher answers a bit. He said that there's a vada, there's a mitzvah of. First of all, there's a mitzvah of Aina. Number one, there's a mitzvah of Aina. Number two, that normally relations in a normal fashion would not be considered Haitzaras Zera Levatala. Relations in normal fashion is not considered Haitzaras Zera Levatala. Now, in a case where you have a mitzvah of Aina, and there's a danger, so you have two competing forces. We say the mitzvah of Aina allows you to do a tashmish, derech tashmish, with the meich. Tistamazayi chalila be mashcha zera, not derech tashmish, but it'll still be aser, even if somebody trying to get some Aina effect over there, it wouldn't work. But since you're doing derech tashmish, and you make a mitzvah Aina, we allow mishameshes b'meich, even if there's an element of not being mutter without these dangers. It wouldn't be mutter over here. We're going to be mekel. It goes in line with Ramesha elsewhere, has more leniencies, that as long as things are being done derech tashmish, even if it didn't, let's say the zera didn't ultimately hit its intended location, let's call it, even if it was premature or the like, that would not be called hashkasa zera. Ramesha says hashkasa zera, it's derech tashmish, it's derech aina ish lishtai, and that would not be an issue because it's part of the mitzvah of aina, and therefore it's not a problem. Not exactly the same idea, but it's maybe the same tshuva, maybe different tshuva, but it's the same general concept of Ramesha, that within the mitzvah of aina, we're less concerned with the idea of Eitzah Azera, because that is part of the, you being Isaac in the mitzvah itself, and in the mitzvah, that's what happens. So whether it happens in the most perfect fashion is not an issue of Eitzah Azera. Again, I'm not saying it's a license, but it's a ayin sham, that is, Ramesha is more makel than other opinions in this concept. A separate point, on the very last Gemara we just had, about Naira being 6 month period, says actually Kishmak Ashayla. Is the length of a Naira's period of being Nairus, we say 12 and a half years old. So what if it's an Ibriyar? What if it's an Ibriyar? An Ibriyar, you know, let's say if a person's bar mitzvah is in Nisan and it's Ibriyar, he's gonna have to wait an extra month to get this bar mitzvah because it's two others. So what if it's Ibriyar? Is the 6 months for that year 6 and a half months? 6 months of 15 days, or is it 6 months? It's 12. It's a half a year. The stage of Naira, a half a year. If she's becoming a Naira in a year of an Ibriyar, where there's 13 months, is it a half a year, 6 months and 15 days? It does remain 6 months. That is a shaila that the Achronim discuss. The Magen Avraham says very clearly, based on Agamara, no, based on the Lashon of Agamara, 6 months. Why? Because what is the Lashon of Agamara? Lashon of Agamara is Shisha Chadashim. Shmuel says, Eina Ela Shisha Chadashim. If it would be a half a year, which could translate to 6 and a half months, he would have said, Eina Ela Chatzi Shana. It doesn't say Chatzi Shana. It says Shisha Chadashim. Chatzi Shana could be 6 months in a regular year, 6 and a half months in a leap year. Shisha Chadashim is 6 months. Bottom line, that's the Magen Avraham. Kiva Eger says, I'll bring you a different rife from Agamara. Also from Gemara, but a more, we'll call it a more lamda shiraya. We know that a woman can give birth after 9 months, but in times of the Gemara, 9 months or after 7 months. And we also know that there's a machlekes whether a woman can give birth in the ninth month or it's got to be full term. But when it comes to the 7th month, we say, even the Ma'adamar, ironically enough, even the one that says that 9 months has to be 9 full months and you don't give birth, limikutayim, it's called, in the not a full 9th month, in 8 months and change, you don't give birth, you need full 9 months. When it comes to 7 months, 6 months and change is enough. 6 months change is enough. Everyone agrees that a pregnancy of 7 months could be born, 6 months and change. That's why it was by he, right, by Tamar, where they say she gave birth for 6 months and a couple of days. It was not 7 full months. She gave birth to twins, right? Kim Shleish Chadashim, right? So the Maki Vegas is beautiful. If you hold that 6 months by a Naira can mean 6 months and 15 days in an Ibriyar, so what's your question? How could she have given birth? How could she have a Bana and be dead as a Naira? What do you mean? Maybe it was a year where it's 6 months and 15 days, and she gave birth in 6 months and 10 days, and she died 5 days later. She died by childbirth. She died when she gave birth. Why can't it be a case? Elamai is mukrach that it's 6 months exact and not 6 months and 15 days for the fact that the word didn't use that raya. Nice chap, nice judgment from Riki Vegas. If you keep Eger giving more of a cheshbon with a chap, and you have Magen Avraham saying more of just a diktuk in the Lashon and the Gemara, very clear. Shirudashim, but they both agree ultimately that Naira is always 6 months and not more, not 6.5 months, even in a year, in a Ibra year. Okay. Says
Gemara. Just so much on the basic side of the Gemara.
It's Exeris Akasav. You're right. That we use the word Exeris Akasav. You're talking about Kortabai, Vanessa Lavi and Naira. It's Exeris Akasav. I don't hear any logic. I don't see logic.
Even if Bezdin did a Gemara.
Boy Mine. Rav Me'abaya. So Rav asked Abaya the following shayla. Bo Leb Vizarsa. What if he violated her? The guy violated her, raped her, and then she became an Arusa. Before they went to Din. Ma, what's Halacha? Amalei, so Abaya says, Miksiv Nasavi Anaira, Asher Le Arusa. Did it say you should give to the father, he gets payment only if the father Naira, who's not an Arusa right now? Doesn't say that. So Avada is still going to be a regular din of Knas. Ultameich, so Rav is back. Hadatanya Bo'alev Nisis. It says, if he was Ma'anasir and then she got married, La'atzma, the Knas belongs to herself. Miksiv Nasim Yanaira, Asher Le'Nesua. Does it say the Pasuk, does it say that she should give to the father of the Naira who's not a Nesua? It doesn't say it. Yet, once she gets married, Nesua, the Knas does go to her. So maybe once she's in Arusa as well, maybe some halacha applies that once she is in Arusa also, the Knas goes to the girl and no longer goes to the father. Says the Gemara, by Sabak, how could you compare? Hach Yashta, Hasamil Bagris Ben Simishus Av. Bagris, we know, takes her out of the father's domain, and so does Nisuan, of course. Nisuan, Ben Simishus Av. Classic case we always give is that father is not married his daughter on a derisive level. His young daughter, as a katana, if she gets divorced from Nisuan, he cannot marry her off again a second time. She's out of his domain. The Nisuan, Ben Simishus Av. Nisuan is Ben Simishus Av. Ma Bagris, Bala Bagra, just like by Begaris, if she was violated, then she became begaris. We spoke about multiple times today already. Then where does the knas go? The atzma goes to herself. So after suin bala vinisus, so to benesuin. If someone was bala her and then she got married, she had a suin. Since she's out of the father status, it goes to her. And the chiddush is even though the bia, the violation took place when she was not yet a nesua, just like when it took place when she's not yet a begaris. But now the knas goes to her. Now that she's a begaris, the knas will go to her. Now that she's a suah, latzma ela erison. But by erison, we don't have this. Mika mafkin b'shus da'av gamri. Does erison take out the shus for the father totally? Yes, to an extent, erison takes out the father's shus. She's now partially, certainly, in a good part, she's in her new husband's domain, but not fully, as we know. Hatzam we learned to the Mishnah in Nedarim. Naimarasa, a Naimarasa, a viyabalim for Nedarim. A Naimarasa, her husband and her father together, amay for Nedarim. You need them both. You need joint effort. The father still has some status. So now you have a Kishmak Shaila. We leave a Rav is defecting Abayas Pashtas and saying, I still have a good Shaila. Does the Knas go to herself now that she's already in a suah, an arusa, I should say, or do we say it still goes to the father because we see the father still has jurisdiction over her? And don't be miraya from nesuin. By nesuin, the father completely lost his jurisdiction. Whereas by erison, the father maintains jurisdiction, and therefore maybe he also maintains rights to the knas. It's lechera still a shayla. Okay, so like the Mishnah. Hamafata gives 3 things. Va'ainis arba ainis gives 4 things, 4 payments. What's the difference? What are the 3 and 4? Hamafata neisin beishes begam the knas. The mafata he pays. He pays pagam damage and he pays knas, the 50 shkolim. Myself of Einus pays in addition to that. Shnei says tsar also pays the tsar. The Mar is going to discuss what tsar are talking about and why the chayr doesn't apply by mafata, only applies by an Einus. Now the mafreshim are a little bothered. Simple question: what does the Mishnah give? It's not a massive count over here. It's 3 and 4 things. So just say mafata neisen Just start from the second line of the Mishnah. Nice and Beishav Meishav Gam Knas. The Meishav Lavainis, they give Tsar. Why give me the number 3 or 4? I seemingly could have easily counted those numbers by myself. As I affect the Achreinim, so the Shita Gebetz's answers is coming to exclude. We know normally by Nezek, there's 5 payments. Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Shevis, Beishav. Notice on this list, even by the Mefata and even by the Einus, but you do pay Tsar, you're still missing Ripoy and Shevis. So Taka is saying 3 and 4 and saying, don't think it's 5 and 6. It's 3 and 4. Don't think it's right. Don't think it's 5 and 6 payments. It's only 3 and 4 payments. It's not more than that. It's not 5 and 6 payments. It's not, you don't pay the Ripoy and the Shevis either. That is the Shita's Diak in the number. The Melech Shleim on the Messiah says it comes to exclude Ksuva. We see later that once you pay Knas, you don't have to pay Ksuva. Once it's a Knas payment, there's no obligation to pay the Ksuva, and therefore we're coming to say that you pay these 3 or 4 and not Ksuva. It's a Miat on Ksuva. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Ma b'nais l'fata. What is the chiluk between Einus and Fata? What is the chiluk? So we already have one, and the Mishnah, ironically enough, is going to quote that case we just had, and it lists it again very clearly, which the Mefarshim will explain why the Mishnah have to repeat it. Okay. But the Mishnah is going to say other chilukim as well. Number one is, Einus says a tsar. And Mefata Einus and Tsar. We literally just had the line before. Einus receives Tsar. The Einus pays Tsar to the victim. The Mefata does not. Ha'Einus Neisim Yad. The Einus has to pay the 50 shekelim immediately. Irrespective of the mitzvah to marry her, he's going to pay Knas immediately. The Mefata only pays Chesheitzi when he sends her out. Sends her out sounds like they're married and sends her out. The Gemara is going to say it means if when he doesn't take her in the first place, when he sends her away without taking her in. But or when he sends her out, by the way, he doesn't pay the knas till he's no longer being married to her. That's din chiluk number 2. Ha'inus number 3 is ha'inus sheisim atzitzoi. The ha'inus has to drink from his pot. The first time learning this means, the Rambam explains it, learns means the pot, like we're talking about like atzitz that was used for like urine, atzitz that was used for bloodletting. It means a disgusting atzitz. Meaning, we'll see the line of the Mishnah. Even when there's issues with the woman that he was manis, he still has to be sheisa, but he has to drink from his pot. He's got to marry her. And Mefata has a choice. It's not as, he doesn't have an absolute obligation to marry her. Mefata's choice, as we'll see, is either marry her or pay the knas. But he doesn't have to do both. So he has a choice. Whereas the manis has a mitzvah to do both. He's got to pay her 50 shekelim and he's got to stay married to her. Says the Mishnah Ketzah, Sheis Batzitzai, what does it mean has to drink from his pot? Afili Chigaris, even if she's lame, she has issue, she can't walk properly. Afili Sumim, if she's blind. Afili Mukashchin, even if she's full of boils. Nimtza, right? All those cases, he still has to marry her. That's by the case of Einus, whereas by the case of Mefuta, he could choose not to marry her, he'll have to pay the knas, but he could choose not to marry her. That's the difference between, the third difference between the Einus and the Mefuta. Says the Mishnah, however, Nimtza Dava Erva, if you find Dava Erva, that she is some sort of znus, maybe, while she was with him, Aisha Eina really loved Yisrael, where she was not fit to be married into the Kaal, she, let's say, Mamzeres, Eina Rosh L'Kaima. In those cases, he's not enough fit to keep her. Shnemar, Felesi Elisha, Isha Haruila. We darshan that it's only a mitzvah of keeping her for wife. Felesi Elisha is by Dafkan Isha Ruila. Isha Shaina Ruila, there will not be a mitzvah of a chiyav of Felesi Elisha. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tsarnam, we'll speak more about that. Mitzvah of the Gemara. Tsarnam, Tsardamai. What Tsar are we talking about? Amar Vodah Shmuel, you know what, let's speak up right now quickly, and the rest of the Mar goes very fast. We'll speak up much, we'll do the Amad Beis much faster. The when we talk about Inarila, so Rambam, other Rishonim bring, Shechnarach means Lamais also, Inarila means even if it's a Shnei Midrabanan, even an Isser Shnei Midrabanan, not just I said a case of Mamzeris, that's the Raisa, of course, even an Isser Shnei Midrabanan, it's called Inarila, and there would not be a mitzvah of Lais Elisha. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, right away, the obvious question, L'chari, the mitzvah of Lais Elisha is deraisa. Isser Shnias, let's say a grandmother, is drabanan. How could the Isser drabanan pull away from a chiv mitzvah deraisa of Lais Elisha as if the Kesef Mishnah? Answers Kesef Mishnah, that big aside, that we know the Torah says, like Sasser, from the words of the Chachamim, we know there's a basis on a Torah level that we have to mitzvah l'shmaya l'divrei Chachamim, and that basis on a Torah level, even though we point out many times, the Rabbanan do not make their Rabbanan deraisas. That's why there's a difference between Safi Rabbanan l'kula and Safi deraisa l'chumra. Why don't you say every Rabbanan is Safi deraisa? Because if those Chachamim, no, the Rabbanan kept their Rabbanan as a status Rabbanan, but at least the Gabi this, I'm not sure we make the split, the Gabi this, since the Din and Rabbanan are they're under the ged of Leisasser, not to veer from the words of the Chamim, that gives it somewhat a status deraisa, and therefore it's an inarila on a deraisa level. That's the guest mission that explains on behalf of the Rambam, and we have the same explanation we work, of course, with the Lech Lamaisa Brun Shechon Aruch, that a drabanan also is exempt from Leis Elisha. However, the Tais Yontif says more simple. This is a general cloud that we had. We discussed this idea at length in Yevamos. We discussed how far it goes, but by Sheval Taisa, we say Yesh Kerech Be'acham Laka Darbanan Torah. Then indeed it's Laka Darbanan. It remains only Darbanan. So you're not going to upgrade every Darbanan. Yes, there's Mr. Reis listening to Chamim, but we don't upgrade every Darbanan to Reisah. The Isra Darbanan of Shnias remains Isra Darbanan. But we say Yesh Kerech Be'acham Laka Darbanan Torah B'Shevat Aisah. So the Isra Darbanan says Shevat Aisah. Don't do the Kumvasei of Lysi Lisha. Don't do it. And yes, it's being Iker Eidin Torah. We do find such a concept. That's the Tasty Antwist. We discussed back then how far it goes. Maybe even Kumvasei, as we discussed in Mesach Tzivamas. But certainly Shevat Aisah seems like everyone agreed that Yesh Kerech Be'acham Laka Darbanan Torah. And that's the Kayach that's working here as well. That's the Tasty Antwist learns. You don't have to come on to making this Darbanan into a Deraisa like the Kesavish. Okay. Sar Damai. What Sar are we talking
about?
No, no, no.
He
no,
just
no.
doesn't have the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Tzar Demai. What tzar are we talking about over here that we're saying that the ma'anis has to pay and the father doesn't have to pay? And remember, that's really a two-part question. Question one is, what tzar are we talking about, b'chlal? And once we understand what we're talking about, why is it so pashut that the mefata doesn't have to pay it? Says Gemara, option number one, the tzar when he threw on the ground. That makes perfect sense. He's only doing that pashas when he's ma'anasir. When he's a father, he's not throwing her on the ground. When he's ma'anasir, he's violating her against, physically violating against her will. Then he's throwing her on the ground. It's that pain. Masko zera, elmat chavta gabishiroim. So what if he was softer with her and he threw her on top of shiroim, top of silks, the modern day, you'd say he threw her on top of a mattress. Hachanami the putter, you say a putter because there's no tsar. Fichidim machanami, but yeah, afshataka, maybe it's only when there's a negay tsar. When there was tsar, you pay tsar. When there's no tsar, even my honest, you don't pay tsar if there's no tsar. Vatanya, but we learned in a bright Rishimon, Yudhaimer, Mishimon, Rishimon, Ainus Adam Shaman tsar. He argues in our Mishnah and says, Ainus does not pay tsar, but what's his logic? And that's the key point over here. Ibnay, you know why Ainus doesn't pay tsar? Because she's safe to tap on base, she's safe to start Takas Bala, because she's safe to have tsar underneath her husband, and therefore Ainus doesn't pay tsar because he's just eliminated tsar she's gonna have anyway later. So yes, it was painful for her, but the tsar she's gonna have anyway later, which is really before we go further in the Maris Takavataya, turn back to the bottom of Amud Aleph, Taisus really addressed the question. Tsar Demai. What's the Maris Kasha? Is that obvious? Is that famous that the first time Disha has Bia, there's a tsar there? It's tsar Gadol. What's the Maris question? Taisus answers, you say it. That sar itself, that first bia sar, because there's an enjoyment of that first bia, that we already knew, that's not cool, that can't be the sar referred to. Go to the Venir Lui, the right before the lines go white, the third line of the bottom page of Taisvis. Venir Lui, the tsar bila mishim taivis tashmish, ene ba bishas tashmish ala achkach. The tsar of that first bia, even though it exists, during tashmish itself, the taivis tashmish takes away the sar. It only shows up afterwards. And if you want to give the guy a payment to say you have to pay for tsar for being chayvul, when you talk about tsar, the tsar is the tsar b'shas ma'isa. If it stops him from being able to do work later, if there's other doctor bills later, that's something else. But if it's tsar is only about b'shas ma'isa, and b'shas ma'isa, therefore we assume that you don't have that tsar of bee itself, because the bee itself has enjoyment. Even over here, she's not enjoying it, she's being forced. But there was a question that maybe that since the Hanas Tashmish overrides that tsar. So therefore we're trying to figure out what tsar it is. So again, the Gemara first suggested it's a tsar of being thrown to the ground. And then we said that makes sense because the Reb Shimon argues and says that you don't pay tsar. Reb Shimon Yehuda said you don't pay tsar. He said the name of Reb Shimon. You don't pay tsar because she's safer to have a tachas bala, and that's not for sure true. She's not safer to have a tachas bala if that's the tsar being thrown on the ground. Armulai, and either they argue, the Chum argue Reb Shimon, and they said, you can't compare that which is Be'er to Be'er Bratzen, but either way, but certainly the conversation there is not talking about a tsar throwing her on the ground. The husband, future husband, is not going to be throwing her on the ground. Says Gemara, so what tsar are we talking about? Elam Rabbi Nachman Ravua, tsar Shalpisa Gavad Lahim, the tsar of the separating of her legs, which is referred to in Yecheskel, V'chino Eimer V'tfaski, is Raglich Lo'eva. There's a little bit of tsar in that position that she has to get into that causes the spreading of her feet, that causes a tsar. Yachim futanami. But second, so that tsar is there, it's not just by anus, it's by mefuta also. Why by mefuta do we not have this tsar? As we put that before, we have to explain what is the tsar and then explain why it doesn't apply to mefuta. Abrahamar mavua, mashal the mefuta lamada, the lamada of demer. We must give a few mashalim. The idea of the mashal is that laad mashal mechaveri, currently shirai and shalivi putter. The mashal, the first mashal Mar gives is that it's a mashal that says, tear my clothing and be putter. Tear my clothing and be putter. I mean, by the mefuta, the tsar is not so great. And he's saying, it's interesting, the first point out, it's talking to Meduyik. He didn't say, tear, hit myself, hit me. That's the whole separate sugi, hit me, may not be allowed. But tear my clothing, we're talking about a case where he's giving him a heter to do it, and therefore it's not a problem. So too, the pain is not so great that we assume part of the P2E is, she's agreeing to suffer that pain and be Michael him. In fact, the Gemara, But that's not a good answer, because at this stage, it doesn't belong to her. These payments don't go to her. Who do they go to? They go to her father. It's not her right to be Meichel. Says Gemara. And since I could have heard that, yeah, the knas, the pagam, all goes to the father. The tsar, her physical tsar, goes to her. I could have heard that, but the Gemara takes for granted. No, that also goes to the father. If that's the case, Shali, what, it's hers? Davunin, it's her father's. Another explanation. The Pichas say there is no tsar. The fact that she is willing that away takes away the tsar. So we're talking about I don't call it a minimal tsar, but it's not a massive tsar. And therefore, it only shows up by the einus, by the girl that was nenas against her will. But the girl that's agreeable to it, it actually doesn't even show up. The tsar isn't even there. Fact of Chazin Islay, I always see there is epis tsar there. Rabbi, here's where we have the Mishalma. I'm sorry, I jumped before. Here's the Mishalma I was referring to. Three different Mishalma, basically, of something where it hurts, but like maybe the expression is, it hurts so good, like person, like, you know, is exercising, and they're pushing themselves, and they're in pain, but it's good pain, because they're pushing themselves, and they're exhilarated with what they're doing, with the energy that they're creating. Okay, similar type of idea, that the first mashal is hot water on the head of a bald person. I'm not sure what the, I mean, I should be sure, but I'm not sure exactly what the nikud is. My guess is that the hot water directly on the head of a bald person would sting a little more because it hits the skin directly. But it's not chainy. It feels very good, and therefore he wants the pain. It's a good pain. It hurts good. Rava Amar Amarli Bas Rav Chizr told me. Bas Rav Chizr, of course, was Rava's wife. Remember Rava's when she was a young girl, and she said, I want to marry both these chachamim, and Rava said, I'll be second. And Taka, she married first, I think it's Merkva, and then she married Rava after Merkva passed on. Rava said, I'll be the second one. Kirifta, what did she say? Kirifta de Kasilta. It's like the puncture of the blood that apparently letting blood feels good, even though there's a little pain when you prick the skin to let the blood. Rav Papa Amar, Amrli Bas Abasura, the Bas Abasura again, that was Rav Papa's wife, Martin Hedron, that was Rav Papa's wife, Kinama Akushit Bechinchi, like a hard bread, like maybe like a sourdough, but not as a sourdough is very popular, maybe like a sourdough which could be rough against the palate, but it tastes good, people enjoy the sourdough, this really means more like a crust against the throat, people like the crust, but it does sometimes bother the throat, it's a good pain, it's a pain that you like, so by a foot it's not a problem, whereas by ananas it would be a problem, and that would be the pain that sad has to be paid. Hainas Nason We said the Einus pays right away for the Shalom. The Mefata pays only when he sends her away. Ishtahi, sorry, it's question form. She's not married to him yet. Ishtahi means when he sends her out. Right now, they're not married even. What do you mean sends her out? That's what it means when he doesn't take her in. It's not the Lashon Tak says Ishtahi, but say, read it as if it says, or say it, it means when he doesn't take her in, he's got to pay the Knas. So he has a choice, marry her and be exempt from Knas, or if you don't pay the Knas, then you pay 50 shekel, or when he sends her out, when he ultimately divorces her. Tanam Hachi, Afish Amam Fata in Nation Lichashni Yichnes. Even though he said Fata pays the Knas when he doesn't take her in, that's the Knas part portion. But the Beishus Begam portion, Beishus Begam Meis Miad. The Beishus Begam portion, he's got to pay immediately. Vechel Enes Vechem Fata Bein He Bein Avia Yichaylin Side by Enes Side by Mefuta. I'm sure this has been on everyone's mind throughout this fast week and change of Daf of Sugis about an Eilaris. That what? That they both have a choice. La'akiv, the girl and the father both have a choice to say, we don't want this marriage. They both have a choice to stop the marriage from taking place. Says the Moran. Bishlam Mefutik Sib Mefutik says, Iman Yaman Avi. It's very clear. If the father refuses to give her to him. So it's very clear. Ainil Avi. I only know the father can refuse. He had some Manayan. How do you know she can refuse? Tam Lemer, Yaman. Therefore it says, Yaman Mekamakam. Yaman means, say her, say the father. Elo Ainis. Ainis Ainis Dan Bishlam E. That she can refuse Ksib Valesia Medaita. Valesia, she should be to him for wife. We darshan that Medaita requires her das. Sia, her being to him, should be with her das. Ella, if you know the father can stop him from the ma'anis, from and the girl from getting married. Amar Baye, it wouldn't make no sense otherwise. He did a chait, he's ma'aniser, and now he's able to force against the father's will that he can take his daughter in marriage. Wouldn't make sense. And therefore, it cannot be that the father cannot make a macha. Rav Amar, kavachaymer, now you have a kavachaymer. Ma'am, befatish never al, ella al das aviv, bavad, by the aviv bavad. But befata, the girl was agreeable. She's 12 years old. She's young, but she's a good and she's agreeable. He only violated the father's das, the father's will. He never got rutzen from the father. So by malach by vata, we only is ever das avia. Yet bein he bein avia, yichalaka, both she and the father can prevent the marriage from taking place. Ainus sheva das avia vadas atzma. Ainus where he violated both her will and the father's will. Over the lekoshke, and certainly both her and the father, the girl and the father can prevent the marriage. That's the kavachem Rava says. So the mar Rava amalei makabayir. Rava didn't like Abayi's idea of leichet niska. Why? Keep it to come sham knas. He's paying a knas. It's not leichet niska. If it was a free lunch, then fine. But he's got to pay a knas. Since he has to pay a hefty knas, therefore lav leichet niska. We're not calling leichet niska, which is still chiddush. He's able to marry her against against the will of the father because he violated her, but he's also paying hefty kenas. It wouldn't be called outright chayt nisker. Rabbi doesn't like Rav's kavach chaymer. Why? Because there's a perch on it. Mefata di matzmakiv avin ami matzmakiv. By mefata, where the halacha is the man who is mefata, we spoke out. He has a choice. He can marry her and not pay kenas, or he can not marry Peknas. By the Ma'anis, he has no choice, the man. He's got to marry her. Mefata has a choice. So maybe by Mefata, where the guy has a choice, so do the father and the daughter have a choice. Avi and Ami Matzmakiv. Whereas Ainus to Ilam Matzmakiv, with the violator himself, doesn't have a choice. So maybe, you know, the daughter, we said, has a choice from Lysia, but maybe the father also does not have a choice. Avi and Ami Matzmakiv, maybe the father can't make him either, so you cannot make a couple chamber from Mefata to Ma'anis. So again, both ultimately Rav and Abai agree that the father and the daughter have a choice, both in the case, as we said in the Braisa, they both have that everyone agrees that the father and daughter have a choice, both by Mefata and by Ainus. The question is, what's the source of them having a choice in the various cases, and Abai and Rav argue about the father's choice, a father having a choice by Ma'anis, is it a kavach chaymer or is it shleitei chayt nisker? It says more further. Tanyidach, another price. Even though we said Ainus has to pay the 50 shekelim right away, kishiyetzi who, when he sends her away, beget ein la alav klum, she has no claim against him for a separate ksuva payment. Meaning, you would have thought that maybe the ksuva payment is not taken away by the knas. The reality is, the price is teaching us that no, that avada, the ksuva is covered, the knas is a payment. We actually spoke out, we learned, it could be the amount of ksuva, kamara basulas, is learned from these psukim, but the ksuva, if you hold ksuva's deraisa, but the ksuva payment is covered by the knas. Ask Gemara, because she hates when he divorces her. The Torah says, he's not allowed to divorce her the rest of his life. What do you mean when he divorces her, he doesn't pay ksuva? He's not allowed to divorce her. Says Gemara, when she wants to leave, she's the one that demands divorce. So she demands divorce. You're right, he can't divorce her. When she demands divorce, he's not going to pay ksuva now. He already kind of paid it by paying the knas. Says Gemara, Mace, however, if he dies, Yatzikasav Knasa, Biksavasar, Base Buda Aimer, Yeshik Suvamana. There's a machlekes. If the husband dies, and she's now an amana, so over there, again, the first opinion holds that the Kesef Ksuva satisfies the Kesef Knas, satisfies the Ksuva money. Same idea. Base Buda argues in this point and says, no, over she's entitled to Ksuva of a mana. Mike, mythically, what is the machlekes over here? Rabban Savri, Time Mike Tadin, Rabban Ksuva, Kadesh, take Albin of Atsia. The reason why Chamma Masak Ksuva, again, this goes with the understanding that Ksuva is Durabban. We pointed out just a moment ago, there are those that say Ksuva is Duraisa. Could be maybe only Ksuva of a Basul is Duraisa, Ksuva of a Namasul is not Duraisa, that's Kamaya Basulas. But let's assume, according to the simple reading of our Gemara, Ksuva is not Duraisa. Ksuva is not Duraisa. So my time is Tikin Rabban Ksuva, Kadesh, Kalabin of Atsia, the Chamma Masak Ksuva, in order that it shouldn't be Kalabin of Atsia, it shouldn't be easy for the husband to dismiss the wife, to get rid of her, divorce her, so there's a ksuva payment. It's new. The Chum hold over here, there's no need for ksuva b'chal because he's not allowed to divorce her. Because of the pasuk we quoted, so it's not so much like I was saying, maybe I misspoke. It's not that the knas payment takes away the obligation to pay the ksuva, it's instead a ksuva payment. You don't need a ksuva payment because you have the pasuk that's locking them into marriage of Le'ichul Shalcha and the Koyamav, and therefore there's no need for ksuva. No, that's your taina. She can obviously cause a matzav. He can make her so bitter. He can make the marriage so unlivable that she demands the get. We're saying we agree that when she demands the get, there's not going to be a ksuva payment. What do you mean? But he's going to make it miserable that she'll demand the get, and then it's going to lead to him essentially divorcing her. So therefore, even though Le'yichul Shalchayamav, if she wants out, he's allowed to divorce her. And in order to prevent him from doing that, it would make sense to still make a ksuva. So Rabbi Yisrael argues and says that absolutely, she still gets a right to have a ksuva. I think we spoke out before, we only said by Almana, Rabbi Yisrael only argued at the end. L'chari argues in the whole Mishnah, although Braisa, he says that she is entitled to a ksuva in order to, she's not a basul anymore, but she's not a ksuva in order to protect that the marriage, she won't be kalbin of Atzia. Just a very important point from Taisvis. We're going to stop over here, but an important point from Taisvis. Till she says, I don't want to marry you. Taisvis asks, if the idea of ksuva is, kalbin of Atzia, so why is there ksuva when a man dies? If the whole reason was we want to prevent him from divorcing her, that's great. When he divorces her, there's a ksuva. When he dies, is a person going to die on purpose to get out of his marriage? Some say, Khalil, yes, that's such a bad marriage, yes. But the point is, the late Kalabayatsiya is, we don't want him to get rid of her it shouldn't be light for him to get rid of her. Well, if he dies, he's not getting rid of her. He's dying. So why do you have a ksuva in the case of amana? Bomb question for Tosfos. Answer Tosfos and a chanami. Limar didn't get into it, but the ksuva by an amana is mishum chena. We want her to be desirable in the eyes of other men, that she now is, you know, she's attractive on the market, that people want to marry her. Al tzchein, we wanted to have some money. We wanted to have a ksuva. We wanted to have something to offer to make her more marketable. So it's two separate reasons. The ksuvas of a besula is leitei kalben. If a ksuva, I should say, for grusha purposes, for gerushin, is as leitei kalben evatzia, and the ksuva for amana is in order to have al tzchein. Pause over here. Pick up tomorrow, Mr. Have a wonderful day.